The federal government established the telephone excise tax in 1898 to fund the U.S. war effort against Spain. Back then, phones were a luxury item, and lawmakers needed ways to raise wartime funds. After the war, the excise tax remained, with the money going towards a general treasury account. But more than a century later, consumer outcry and numerous legal challenges have prevailed.
Apparently, the Supreme Court has ruled that tax money doesn't belong to the general treasury, that it was being collected falsely, I guess you could say.
Cindy Hockenberry is a tax analyst with the National Association of Tax Professionals based in Appleton. She says the IRS is still working out details on how consumers will file for refunds, including ways to do it without retrieving old phone bills. Hockenberry adds tax officials are only allowing refunds for the past 3 years, and most will be modest.
The general refund is not going to be that much. Most people will collect in the area of about $20, but that still is $20 in their pocket as opposed to the IRS's.
The NATP says nearly every taxpayer has paid the telephone excise tax on their long-distance phone bills. The group adds people have only one opportunity to claim their share of the $15 billion pot on their 2006 tax returns. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.